94.6. This is Ross FM.
So joining me on the line today is Colleen, who's the event and volunteer coordinator with Strokestown Park House. So Colleen, thanks for taking this call today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I suppose listeners will be aware, I've already talked to Dr. Andrew Newby, who has this fantastic, I suppose, exhibition, Nalca, the Great Finnish Famine, and that's on in the Strokestown Park House. So Colleen, can you give us a bit more information for listeners who are interested in attending the event on January the 26th?
Well, the Nalca exhibition has been running since September, but because Dr. Andrew Newby is based abroad in Denmark at the moment, the launch is scheduled for the 26th. So at 3 p.m. on the 26th, we'll be having talks. Andrew Newby will give an introduction to the exhibition. Our own manager, John O'Driscoll, will give a little talk as well. And there will be some talks about how this exhibition about the Finnish famine of the 1860s relates to the Irish famine.
And is that a free event to the public, or does anyone have to book anything with Strokestown Park House?
No, it's a free event, so everyone's welcome to come along and come and see what's happening.
That's great. And do you have any other events going on then throughout the year then for 2018?
We do, yeah. We have a full roster of events. After the Nalca exhibition opening, the next event would be Kite Day on the 25th of March, and that's a free event as well. And we're, you know, it kind of involves people coming and flying kites. It's a really nice, fun event.
Interesting.
For all the family. After
very
that,
good.
Then we'd have the Easter event on the 1st of April. And then we have the croquet series later in the year and the Strokestown Poetry Festival. There's a whole host of events coming up throughout the year.
Okay. And is there a website that people can check it out maybe and to keep in contact with?
Yeah, all our events are listed on www.strokestownpark.ie or on our Facebook page or on Twitter.
Okay, perfect. And seeing as you're the event and volunteer coordinator, I suppose, if people have some free time on their hands, how do they go about maybe if they have an interest in, volunteering with Strokestown Park House, how do they go about that?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers, so anyone that's interested in lending a hand, they're more than welcome to get in touch with myself. My email address is c.o'hara@irishheritagetrust.ie, or else to give us a call on 071 96 33 013. We have several different methods by which people can volunteer, either in the gardens or in the house itself doing conservation work and general cleaning, or else helping out with events. And as I say, we're always looking for people, so anyone that's interested is more than welcome to get in touch.
Okay, and I was just going to ask, is there any specific type of background you're looking for, or any kind of particular interests that would appeal to, I suppose, our listeners who might have a free time on their hands, as I say, in terms of particular areas that they could contribute to Strokestown Park House?
Well, in general, the people that would volunteer in the gardens have an interest in horticulture or, you know, growing fruit and vegetables and, you know, tending to plants in general. Anyone that volunteers with events, they might have an events background or they might just have an interest in helping out. The people that help out in the house come from a range of backgrounds. We have heritage students, people who have studied archaeology and history. But then anyone, you know, that just has an interest in history and likes to kind of help out with the house. It's not necessary to have any sort of training or background.
Okay.
We kind of provide all the assistance.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Well, look, as I said there, the first event that we have coming up is that the official launch of the Nalca Great Finnish Famine, and that's on January 26th, and it's at 3 p.m. So, Colleen, thanks for joining me on the line today.
Thanks
and
very much.
We'll pop up some details as well on our website and also on our Facebook page also.
Thanks. That's
no
brilliant.
Worries.